Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show, well, for those of you who are friends with me on Facebook will know that for the past week I've been in Hong Kong, in the wonderful world of the Orient, spending some time with my father and stepmother, seeing their lives out there. Well, to get to Hong Kong, it involved getting on a plane for some 12 annoying hours, but thankfully I had my headphones, and what more could I ask for? Although there was nothing more thrilling than rolling down the runway to this particular tune, played by Simon Gledhill on the Alabama Theatre Wurlitzer in Birmingham, Alabama. It's that wonderful hit made famous by Frank Sinatra, Come Fly With Me. Simon Gledhill there at the Alabama Theatre Wurlitzer in Birmingham with Come Fly With Me, that wonderful Jimmy Van Heusen hit made famous by Frank Sinatra. Well, I thought it would be a good idea, since I was in the Orient, to look at some Oriental songs played on the Old Mighty. Sadly, I couldn't find any songs that were written about Hong Kong. There was, in fact, one song written by Hoagy Carmichael called Hong Kong Blues, but I can't find anybody that's played it on the theatre organ. So, calling all theatre organ friends, if you want to learn it and send me a copy, I'd be most grateful and I can pop it on the show. Anyway, with that in mind, let's go to the Orient, and first up is a track from Donald McKenzie's new CD called It's the Odeon. Here's Donald then, who's going to take us on a rickshaw ride. Thank you. Donald McKenzie there at the Duchess, i.e. the 5-manual, 17-rank Compton organ in the Odeon Leicester Square with that lovely novelty rickshaw ride. Well, by way of contrast, let's go to the San Filippo Music Salon in Barrington Hills, Illinois, to the beautifully grand-voiced 5-manual, 80-rank Wurlitzer. This fine orchestral instrument suits that style very well, and John Ghiacci can deliver that just perfectly. So here he is with a spine-tingling arrangement of One Fine Day. John Ghiacci there at the San Filippo's Music Salon Wurlitzer with One Fine Day, ending with that wonderful chorus of vox humana and strings, and just ending on the chrysoglot there. Wonderful stuff. Up next is an organist arrangement played by another organist. The arrangement was created by George Wright. However, on this occasion, it's being played by one of George's biggest current fans, I think, David Gray. David has used a lot of George's arrangements in his concerts to great effects. And on his most recent CD, recorded on the Dennis Unk Residence Wurlitzer, he's done just that. So here then is David Gray playing George Wright's arrangement of Sherry. David Gray there at the Dennis Unk Residence Wurlitzer in Erie, Pennsylvania, with Sherry. Well, talking of George Wright, I couldn't leave out a track from one of the most famous theatre organ LPs ever recorded, I think. And it's George Wright's Flight to Tokyo. I've heard so many people rave about George on the Richard Vaughan studio organ in Hollywood. It's an upper five manual Wurlitzer, this time with 21 ranks of pipes. Anyway, here is another golden example of fine theatre organ playing with Japanese Sunset. the superb sounds there of George Wright at the Richard Vaughan Studio Organ with Japanese Sunset. Well, when I first started to think about this show and songs about the Orient, the first song that I thought of was that wonderful Side of a 78 recorded by Sidney Torch in the early 30s on the Regal Edmonton. The 78 was entitled When East Meets West, and this is very much the east part of the record, including Chinatown My Chinatown, Japanese Sandman, and Limehouse Blues. Sidney Torch there at the Regal Edmonton with East Meets West, and very much the east part, and Sidney seems to have been accompanied by what sounds like Bill and Ben and the Flower Pot Men. Wonderful stuff there from the nostalgic past. Although the next and final track has nothing to do with the Orient, it was released online whilst I was out there. And it's the soundtrack to the film The House with a Clock in Its Walls, composed by Nathan Barr. Now, for those of you who don't know, Nathan Barr has recently purchased a Wurlitzer organ and has installed it in a custom-built studio in Los Angeles. It's a fine three-manual 19-rank Wurlitzer and is perfectly voiced for this kind of orchestral work. The film score was the first outing for Nathan's studio Wurlitzer, and it was, quite frankly, in one of the most capable hands in the States. I'm referring, of course, to Mark Herman. The final track of the original motion picture soundtrack, which is available on iTunes and Amazon, is entitled The Mighty Wurlitzer, and it was in fact the tracks used to accompany the credits. And it's pretty much Mark solo throughout with themes of the film. So I hope that you will enjoy for the last 5 or so minutes this track, simply entitled The Mighty Wurlitzer, with Mark Herman at the Nathan Barr Studio Wurlitzer, with a selection from The House with a Clock in Its Walls, written by Nathan Barr. Thank you. just the way that track ends with Chrysoglot turning into vibraphone sends shivers down my spine. Absolutely wonderful stuff there from Mark Herman at that very fine theatre organ under the ownership of Nathan Barr. And I hope that that won't be the last we hear of it, and that the Wurlitzer is included in several feature films in the future. Well, that's about your lot from me, so from me, Damon Cox, all the best, all the time, take care.